Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in verses 3 and 4 today. In verse 3, we read this, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We might connect that with verse 1, that God had a gospel, and it was concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, verse 3, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Last time we learned that God had good news, and it was all about his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then we learn a few things about his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in verses 3 and 4. First of all, we learn that he was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. And this is in reference to his life here on earth. He was a descendant of David. As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, the very first words of the New Testament, we read that Jesus Christ is of the seed of David. And the New Testament begins this way by saying, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. In 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul says, remember Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, raised from the dead according to my gospel. And in the last book of the Bible, Revelation 22, the Lord Jesus himself says, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. So his role is connected with David is shown from the first verse in the last chapter of the New Testament. So this shows us something very important. It shows us something regarding his royalty. And yet here, this is his life on earth as a man according to the flesh. He came from David's line. God promised through David that there would be of the fruit of his loins one to sit upon his throne. And remember last time also we spoke about the Holy Scriptures that had promised a Savior that would come, that God would have good news concerning his Son. And so we see here in verse 3 that he came of that line of promise, not only Abraham, but of the Davidic line. And then we learn in verse 4, and he's declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Now, if you get out a piece of paper, you can chart out verses 3 and 4. In verse 3, we see that Christ is made of the seed of David according to the flesh, the word made. And in verse 4, he's declared the Son of God with power. In verse 3, he's the seed of David. In verse 4, he's the Son of God with power. And in verse 3, we read according to the flesh. In verse 4, we read according to the Spirit of holiness. Now, what does this verse mean, verse 4? If verse 3 is reference to his life on earth as a man descended from David's line, verse 4 can mean nothing else but that he is the risen Son of God. Verse 4 says he's declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. In 1 Corinthians 15, I think the best way to interpret this verse is by comparing it with other scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:45, we read this, and so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. You see that phrase? Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. So we see the Spirit of holiness in verse 4 of Romans 1, and we see Christ is called a quickening spirit in 1 Corinthians 15. We also learn in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, that he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God, referring to his resurrection. And in 1 Timothy 3:16, we read this, God was manifested in the flesh and justified in the Spirit. I think we see his life on earth and his life in resurrection. So the Spirit of holiness has to do with his resurrection life. Blood is the power of the life that we have now, our flesh and blood body. And the Spirit will be the power of the resurrection body. And I think that's just in a nutshell what we're referring to here. He's declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. What proves this? Resurrection. By resurrection from the dead. We have a risen Savior, friends, and this is the keynote of Christianity. This is what distinguishes Christianity from all other religions, is that we have a risen and glorified Savior who's victorious over death. Rejoice in him, and this is Dan Sheridan. We will talk to you again next time.